Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. Now, for this episode, I will be reading Samantha Wants New Dick for the New Year. Well, it's that time of year again where we make our resolutions and goals for the new year. Well, this year, my resolution and goals are completely different than any year before. I was making the resolution to stop allowing myself to give my energy to a guy that didn't deserve it. And my goal is to find myself some new dick. I had been dating this guy for almost 2 years. In that time, he has cheated on me numerous times, constantly gaslighted me, and was just an all-around terrible guy. Of course, he didn't start off that way, but there were so many things in the beginning that should have caused me to tell him to fuck off and never see or speak to him again. But like usual, I made up excuses for his bad behavior. I stayed with him more out of jealousy over the other women and thinking it showed I was better than them if he chose me over them. Finally, my eyes have been opened, and I am using the new year to change all of that. I haven't told my lying, cheating, piece of shit boyfriend that I've decided to give him a bit of a dose of his own medicine. I'm sure he won't even see it coming since I've always forgiven him and tried to be the perfect girlfriend to him. Tonight, he would see a side of me he has never seen before. I didn't just want to take a new dick. I wanted him to know when I was doing it. I wanted him to see me getting fucked. I wanted to humiliate him so he would know what it feels like. He was picking me up around 9 to head over to a big party one of his friends was throwing. I bought a sexy dress for it and spent a lot of time this week preparing. I went to the salon and had my hair cut and dyed, which I already knew he would notice. He never did. I had my nails and toes done. I even went to one of those makeup places at the mall and had them help me update my makeup and look. I wanted my soon-to-be ex to see exactly what he could have had if he had treated me right. See, a girl isn't going to look her absolute best when you're constantly making her feel insecure about herself. I had decided I was going to break up with him about a month and a half ago. I had finally had my eyes opened and I was ready to go out with a boom. Since I had made the decision, I felt 100% better. I went to my girlfriend's and we had come up with this plan. My best friend would be helping me pull it off. I was a bit nervous, but my excitement at getting him back and the prospect of humiliating him outweighed my nervousness. I was ready about an hour before he was supposed to get here. I must have looked at the clock 50 times waiting for it to finally hit 9. Of course, he had to be 20 minutes late. Being on time was not one of his strong suits either. I calmed my excitement some before I left the house and got into his car. His best friend was sitting in the front passenger seat, so I had to ride in the back. Since tonight was going to be the last night of disrespect from my boyfriend, I didn't let it get to me. I sat back and dreamed about what kind of man I would pick up tonight. The party was in full swing when we got there. We parked down the block and walked up together. After entering and saying hi to the host, I told my boyfriend I was going to go look for my best friend, Julie. She was going to be helping me put the plan in motion. She had texted me that she was in the backyard, lounging by the pool. It was a beautiful day, but not warm enough for swimming. The backyard wasn't as crowded as the house, so I found her quickly. We greeted each other excitedly. She was just as happy as I was that I was ending my relationship. She was the one who I ran to the most when he hurt me and cheated and all that stuff. Girl, I have been checking out the men here and you have got a lot to choose from, she said with a giggle. Oh my God, Julie, I was thinking the same thing, I replied, giggling like a schoolgirl. Let's get something to drink first and then start looking, I said, grabbing her by the arm to help her up. There was an open bar outside and one inside too. We grabbed two champagnes and went over to sit at one of the tables with high stools that were outside. It didn't take long before we spotted two guys at another table. They were dressed real nice, and they were checking us out, too. Julie had no problem being forward, so she motioned them to come over and join us. They smiled and conversed for a second before coming over and taking seats next to us. I guessed that they were discussing who wanted who. Thankfully, the one I was interested in sat down next to me. Julie was on my other side, and she looked just as interested in the guy next to her. Hi, I'm Samantha, I greeted him. Samantha, that's a pretty name, he said with a sexy smile. I'm Adam. It's a pleasure to meet you. Adam had dark brown hair, olive-colored skin, and dark, sensual eyes. He was way hotter than my boyfriend and the perfect choice. He gave off a vibe that suggested he was a ladies' man and enjoyed pleasing a woman. I wasn't looking for a relationship, so he was perfect for what I wanted him for. We had been chatting for about an hour when Julie nudged me under the table. I looked up to see my boyfriend standing in the doorway. He was looking straight at me. I could see the irritation on his face. I gave him a smile and then went back to my conversation. A few minutes later, I looked back up to see he was gone. I thought about how my plan was starting to fall into place. I wanted him so jealous that he would come looking for me later. I planned on him finding me while in the act of getting fucked. The funny thing about shitty boyfriends is they don't want to treat you right, yet they don't want you to leave or for anyone else to have you. The time passed fast, and before we knew it, it was time for the ball to drop. Instead of joining everyone, Adam and I decided to find some place where we could have some alone time to get to know each other better. As we made our way through the crowd of people and up the stairs, I caught a glimpse of my boyfriend talking to a group of people. It didn't look like he noticed us sneaking off. Julie knew where we were going, and she was going to be the one that pointed my soon-to-be ex in the right direction. She was going to give us some time to make sure we were in a compromising position when he came looking for us. We found an empty guest room to use. The host had lots of parties, and he had rooms set up for just this purpose. I closed the door, but didn't lock it. I turned around, and Adam wasted no time in pulling me to him to begin kissing my lips. You taste so sweet, he said, while slowly backing me towards the bed. He had a masculine smell, and his lips were so sensual. I could feel my blood pressure rising and my breathing becoming heavier. I wonder if all of you taste just as sweet, he said as he kissed down my neck towards my cleavage. Maybe you should check and see, I replied breathlessly. My body was already begging to be touched. My nipples were rock hard and aching. Between my legs, I was already feeling myself getting slick with my juices. I shall, he said with a growl. He laid me down on the bed and took down one, then the other strap of my dress. I wasn't wearing anything beneath. I felt the cool air on my nipples. He sat there for a minute, taking in the sight of my breasts. They weren't big, but they weren't small either. Since I had a nice, big, round ass, I didn't worry too much about my breast size. I arched my back and moaned when he sucked and teased each nipple. He circled each of them with his tongue and sucked until I was about to orgasm. He swiftly pulled my dress up and gave me a surprised look when he saw that I wasn't wearing any panties either. "That's what I like to see," he said, while moving down to position himself between my legs, with his head inches from my wet little slit. He knew I was on the verge of exploding. He lowered his head and began sucking my clit and swirling his tongue around it. My fingers dug into the blanket as my pussy exploded in his mouth. I was so wet I could hear him slurping up my juices. After a few seconds, he slid a finger inside and went right to the top inside of my pussy. His fingers slid over my G-spot, causing me to buck my hips up. He knew he had found my spot and continued to rub it. My orgasm ran one into another. The pressure began to build fast, deep down inside. I cried out as the pressure released and an explosion of juices ran out of me. Adam backed up a bit, but continued to finger fuck me and rub my spot. "Yes, let it out. That feels good, doesn't it?" he said while he enjoyed watching me soak the bed. "Oh my God, yes. It feels so fucking good," I moaned out. I couldn't move when he withdrew his finger from me so he could stand up and take down his clothes. I turned my head to watch him. I bit my lip and excitedly waited to see what size his cock was. I was not disappointed when it came flying out, all hard and ready for some fun. It had to be somewhere around 7 inches, and the best part was that it was curved. Curved cocks can hit the walls so much better with the head. After his clothes were off, I got up on my hands and knees and positioned myself by the edge of the bed. I looked up into his sexy eyes as I took his cock in my hand and began licking and sucking the head. I loved the sound of his moans while I slid his cock all the way into my throat. Rope until it made me gag. I held his balls softly in my other hand. I couldn't wait to feel he smacking against me while he fucks me, I thought. Adam was definitely turned on and getting ready to explode. He pulled his cock back before that happened. "Get on your back and spread those pretty legs of yours," he ordered me, and I happily obeyed. Adam reached down to take my dress all the way down and off. He knelt down to eat my pussy again. I'm sure he wanted to get me close to coming so I would instantly come on his cock when he put it in me. He licked my pussy up and down. He lifted me up so he could lick a bit lower. Ooh, I thought my boyfriend never ate my ass. It felt really good and had my body ready to explode. With one last long lick up my pussy, Adam stood up, taking his cock in his hand. He pushed his curved dick into my tight little hole. I came instantly, just like he wanted me to. I cried out as he pushed more of himself inside of me with each thrust. I looked up at Adam and saw that he was watching my pussy stretched and wrapped around his cock. It felt like it was so deep inside of me. He pulled out and told me to get up on the bed on your hands and knees. I want to see the ass bounce while I fuck you. I got up on the bed and arched the hell out of my back. My ass was nice and high and spread for him. I felt the bed shift when he got on it. I expected to feel his cock, but was pleasantly surprised with his tongue in my ass. He licked and sucked my ass and pussy a few times. I felt a sharp slap on my ass and then another. He slid his cock all the way in and held it there, grinding it into me. He stayed still while I began sliding my pussy up and down his cock. I started pushing myself into him faster and harder. He knew I was getting ready to come, so he grabbed my hips and started thrusting hard into me. I felt the pressure building in me. I exploded hard on his cock. I turned to look back at him, and to my surprise, standing in the doorway was my boyfriend. I was so into being fucked by Adam that I completely forgot about my boyfriend. The look on his face was perfect. It was like a mixture of surprise, jealousy, and rage. He didn't say anything. He just stood there watching me taking this guy's cock. I didn't stop. Instead, I came harder. His curved dick hit me just right, and I began squirting onto Adam and down onto the bed. I'm getting ready to come. You want to swallow it? Adam asked, pounding me harder. Yes, come in my mouth. I moaned and smiled up at my boyfriend. Adam quickly pulled out, and I swung around to suck his cock and taste his cum. I licked the head, making sure to get every drop. Wiping my mouth, I looked up to see my boyfriend giving me the finger. He closed the door quietly. He probably did not want to be humiliated in front of his friends if he made a scene. We got dressed and headed back down to the party. I couldn't wait to find Julie and tell her all about it. I didn't see my now ex-boyfriend when we came back down. It felt so good getting back at him and orgasming while doing it. I said goodbye to Adam. I didn't even care about getting his number. I just said bye and ran off to meet up with Julie. We called an Uber to take us back to my place. I'm sure that driver was thoroughly entertained hearing the story as he drove. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. And remember, all stories are written and read by myself. And fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. And a link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. Thank you. And I hope everyone had a very happy new year.